Things were tough for the new band. Soon after forming, Dirk, the band's blender player, died of unnatural causes.
Dirk just bit the dust, man. I don't get it. It's not like he was stoned or nothing. No, he just hit the ground and, like, melded with it or something.
Oh, I remember Dirk as one messed up dude. He sure could party, I tell you that much. But you know, come to think of it, the guy did smell a bit rancid from time to time.
Dude, he died before you even met him.
Oh, that didn't stop you from exploiting him, did it?
Around the time of Dirk's final death, things were going so great with the clergy. The band was mysteriously disappearing for weeks or months at a time. Skulky Mulligan was the clergy's manager for a short time.
They, like, just got up and went in a puff of smoke or something, and when they got back, they tell me about some crap about alternative dimensions or time travel or something as lame as that.
Right now in the studio with us, we have one of the premier scientists in the field of quantum relativity. He's going to shed some light upon the strange trait of the clergy. Thank you for being here today with us, Professor Shindryden.
Please call me Fred.
Now, Professor, is there any truth to these wild stories of interdimensional travel?
No comment. Oh, can I get my free orange juice now?
1998 was perhaps the lowest point for the group, considering all the members had left, and Acme Records was in bankruptcy proceedings over all the lawsuits. But that was when one smart fellow knew exactly what to do. I, Sony Alpine, single-handedly saved the clergy. Yes, me.
Give me that microphone. You never saved a drowning frog in your life, Sony.
Am I not the one who came up with The Clergy, the Broadway musical?
Well, I'll give you that. And it stunk. P.U.
Within a year, they were bigger than the forces of evil.
True, very true.
And believe it or not, Rick, the people really loved the clergy. They were such an influence on generations of musicians, even retroactively.